Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Greetings. Howdy. Hello. Hola. Top of the morning to you. How you doing? How's it going? There are many ways to greet people. But what do you say to a dead man? Or at least somebody who was formerly dead? In today's gospel reading, the resurrected Jesus greets Mary Magdalene and the other Mary on the road as they hasten to tell the other disciples what the angel told them. And after being back from the dead, you might think that Jesus would have something very astounding to say. And yet, rather than sharing anything earth-shattering, the Lord simply greets the women with a typical, ordinary, everyday greeting. Greetings is how our English translation has it. In Aramaic, he probably said, Shalom, peace be with you. And in English, we might simply have said, hello. Jesus is ever practical, ever down to earth when it comes to resurrection. I mean, from our point of view, resurrection is entirely unnatural, as one pastor has put it. Rising from the dead isn't something that just happens every day, like the sudden blooming of tulips and daffodils in the early springtime. You don't just plant a body like a seed in the ground and water it and then wait for it to grow. The only place that springtime happens in a cemetery is on the graves, not in them. Or is that how it works? I mean, Jesus predicted his own resurrection in precisely those terms when he told the Palm Sunday crowds, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. In fact, Jesus had predicted his own death and resurrection at least three times before the events of Good Friday and Easter. For example, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day. That's pretty explicit, isn't it? I mean, Jesus pretty much laid it out for the disciples. He practically handed them his playbook. But when it came to game time, they forgot everything. They didn't have a clue. But Jesus followed the plan. On Thursday night, he was betrayed and arrested, just like he said would happen. On Friday, he died on the cross for our sins, just like he said would happen. And on Sunday morning, he rose again from the dead, just like he said would happen. The angels said to the women, "He is not here. For he has risen, as he said." It's kind of like the biggest, I told you so, in the history of the world. Jesus said that he would be arrested, betrayed, die, and rise. And he did exactly that. And so, since things were just going according to plan, when he saw the women on the road, he said, "Hello. Oh, hi, ladies. What do you say to a dead man who is no longer dead and says hello to you?" You know, I posted that question on Facebook earlier this week about what do you say to somebody who's back from the dead, and there were a few responses. I thought the best one was the person who said, "How's life treating you?" But seriously, what did the women say? Did they just automatically reply, "Hello, Jesus"? You know, like, "Hey, hi," you know, simple back and forth. Could they say anything at all? Matthew doesn't tell us. In John's gospel, Mary Magdalene converses with the angels and with Jesus, although she doesn't recognize him because she's so blinded by her tears. But in Matthew's gospel, the women don't say anything, at least not yet. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus and the angel do all the talking. And what do they say? They tell the women to go and tell. Go and tell what has just taken place. Go and tell. That is it. "Come," the angel said, "see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead." Do not be afraid, Jesus said. Go and tell. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Do not be afraid. Go and tell. That is the message of Easter. Those are the instructions that Jesus gives to us. Go and tell that he is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
So what did the women do? Well, they went to tell. They departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Go and tell. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
That's our traditional Easter acclamation, right? It's the way that we say to each other and to our fellow believers here on Easter. And we've heard the gospel writer's words about Jesus' resurrection. And in a few moments, we will confess the creed. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. But what will we do after that? What will we say tomorrow morning and the rest of the week, a month, and year? It's time for us to go and tell, just as Jesus told the women to do. Go and tell that Jesus is alive. Go and tell your friends and family that there is hope for tomorrow because God forgives sins today. Go and tell everyone everything that God has done for you because our world is dying, dead. Destined for the grave, damned to hell. And there's only one hope for this world, Jesus Christ. And there is hope for today and tomorrow only because Jesus died for our sins and rose again to give us eternal life. That's the message the entire world needs to hear. And so Jesus says, go and tell. The good news of Jesus' death and resurrection is too good to keep to ourselves. Go and tell. What would happen if you were to greet everyone you meet today and tomorrow with the Easter acclamation, Alleluia, Christ is risen? You don't have to respond this time. Some people might respond with the right answer. Others may look puzzled. Some might get angry. But no one could say that you left them out. And that simple statement, Christ is risen, might lead to a deeper conversation. It might even lead to their salvation of their souls. Or maybe it doesn't make a dent. Individual results may vary. And what about the rest of the week? Did you know that Easter is a whole season, not just one day? The church celebrates Easter for 7 weeks because it's too wonderful to confine to one day. And the church also views every Sunday as a mini Easter. Every Lord's Day is a mini Easter. And that's why, well, for example, during Lent, if you're fasting, you don't fast on Sunday. You always feast on Sunday. So what if that became our standard greeting for the next 7 weeks? Instead of hi or howdy or how's it going, what if we told everybody, Alleluia, Christ is risen? I know, now you don't know, right? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Those words made a world of difference for the Marys when they heard, he is not here, for he is risen, just as he said. And it makes a world of difference for you and me, and it makes a difference for the whole world. Someday Christ will come again and raise our bodies from the dead and reunite them with our souls, and even the unbelievers will rise on the last day. We're told in the scriptures that the righteous will rise to eternal life, and the unrighteous, the wicked, will rise to eternal condemnation. So we will see Jesus. We will see him face to face and hear his voice. And when he says greetings, howdy, hello, it will fill us with incredible joy. But what will our loved ones say and do? Will they also be happy at his appearing? Or will they beg for the rocks to fall on them so they don't have to look on his face? The difference on the last day is determined solely by what we believe on this day. Not everyone believes what you believe yet. So go and tell, because you have something they need to hear. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of Jesus, amen.